US President Donald Trump's finances are again in the headlines after new figures were released in a recent disclosure report. So, what's new? Well, they reveal Mr. Trump's income was triple what the president earned in 2024 before returning to office. Now, at least $2 billion. It's a substantial sum that has led to fresh questions over whether he's profiting off the presidency.
Well, you know why I'm profiting? Because the stock market's going up. Everybody's profiting.
Though he claims his finances are run at arm's length.
I don't get involved in my personal. We have funds that run my money.
The new information also provides a lot more detail about how much money Mr. Trump has made from cryptocurrency, about $1.4 billion. You might remember he launched a namesake cryptocurrency, also called a meme coin, and that's generated over $600 million. Although many people who bought in have lost money, according to reporting from the New York Times. Other crypto-related income has come from the Trump family's venture called World Liberty Financial, which was founded during the 2024 presidential campaign. You might be wondering, if he claims to not be personally involved, why does this matter? Well, there are questions about whether Mr. Trump should be earning money from cryptocurrency when he also oversees its regulation. Maggie Haberman is an American journalist who's covered Mr. Trump for decades. She discusses the issue on CNN.
He is wealthier than he has ever been in his life. Personally. And so when he says, and he and the White House say there's no conflicts of interest, it strains credibility, to put it mildly. It's impossible to look at it through any other lens of the fact that Donald Trump is overseeing policy, such as cryptocurrency regulation, from which he benefits. And again, he's not the first politician in history in the U.S. to benefit financially from being in office, but the scale and scope is just astonishing.
Mr. Trump's wealth has also been boosted by hundreds of millions from real estate, the sales of Trump-branded items such as watches and Bibles, and also $80 million obtained through lawsuit settlements with media companies, of which, again, he oversees regulation. Megan Gorman is a tax attorney and the author of a recent book, All the President's Money.
You know, when you look at the Trump disclosures, what's fascinating is obviously you see money from the crypto deals, you see licensing fees, you see legal settlements that he's getting from broadcasters here in the United States. And then, by the way, he owns an extensive stock portfolio. There aren't a lot of laws prohibiting some of the conflicts that we're seeing today, you know, because presidents have always functioned on honor.
Ms. Gorman believes the revelations should prompt the U.S. to introduce tougher laws about how presidents can manage their money.